Getting closer and closer to the finish line of Marijuana March here at Emerson Polling. Got a podcast to conduct right now. Professor Spencer Kimball, you produced data that showed that both Canada, they're supporting legalization 60 to 33%, but both Canada and the United States, we're in at 56 to 33, they support legalization. This week, you have the results of five statewide surveys, Texas, Maryland, Wisconsin, North Carolina, and Ohio. So what are we about to learn here?
Well, Larry, thank you again. And we've been looking at national trends in both U.S. and Canada, as you mentioned last week. This week, we've taken a look at five states. And what we asked them was their willingness to support medical marijuana, their willingness to support legalized marijuana, recreational marijuana, and what percentage of them wanted it to be marijuana to be totally illegal. And the overall trends that we found were about 70% of folks were supportive of medical marijuana. Wow. And about 24%, low 20s, were totally against legalization. And then the question about recreational and legal kind of jumped around between 7 and 15%, depending on the state, or 18% down in Texas, about what to legalize. So clearly there's much more support for medical and much less support for legal for illegalization. And legalization sits right in that middle with about a positive of about a plus 12 to 14.
You know, we got to know it a little bit. Last week, I thought it was actually one of the standouts from the podcast, and I can sort of direct all listeners to go check out the archives of Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes and Stitcher. But the politics of this, I thought, was very interesting, and I want to get a little more detail there. That would help for me.
Sure, that's a good question. And what we've done is we've dug into the numbers of each one of these states. We see that, you know, in the Democratic primaries and some of the potential Democratic presidential candidates are talking about legalization of marijuana. And then we also know that within the Trump administration and his attorney general, Jeff Sessions, it's a much more illegal ideology of marijuana that is coming out. And so we wanted to see what voters, in particular, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, attitudes were about legalization. So we took a look at these numbers, and within Texas, it was split amongst Republicans, 42-43, about overall legalization. But Democrats support it 61-29, independents support it 56-25. And this trend pretty much holds out in Maryland, North Carolina, and Ohio, where Republicans oppose it, and then independents and Democrats are supportive, suggesting that maybe in a general election this could become a wedge issue from a candidate. Wisconsin was a little bit different. Republicans opposed it by about 28, 30 points, and independents were split 42-41. So it'll be interesting to see how that issue plays up in Wisconsin as opposed to other states. But even with all of the support, the question really will revolve around the intensity behind the issue. And will people really come out and vote for marijuana or pot legalization as they do for ballot initiatives on lower taxes or gun regulations?
Yeah, that was a question that really wasn't relevant 20 years ago, but it's pretty good right now. It's one for a podcast for another day, or actually, even for a conference another day. Little plug, Friday, April 13th, CPLA Cannabis Conference at Emerson College. If you're in the area, feel free to stop by. But if you aren't, Emerson Polling will be streaming the conference on Facebook and Twitter. Keep it simple, at Emerson Polling. Next week, a preview, Arizona District 8 special election. This is Pennsylvania Part 2. Subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.